Uncorked was presented by Jancis Robinson and produced in Bristol by James Cook.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's get to it.
On BBC Radio 4.
And cut.
Pressure's on set and off screen.
I don't think I can do this movie with you.
What? You're serious?
The story behind Guess Who's Coming to Dinner.
Go out and come back as a human being.
But I...
Go!
An all-star cast with Adrian Lester, Daisy Ridley and David Morrissey.
And action.
And Tracy Ann Oberman and Kenneth Branagh as Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy.
You're perfect, Spencer. Just perfect.
That Dinner of 67, tomorrow afternoon at 2:15 on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds.
Now we welcome back Joanna Lumley and Roger Allam in a new series of their two-hander comedy about a long-married couple who never stop talking.
Conversations from a Long Marriage.
By Jan Etherington.
Starring Joanna Lumley.
And Roger Allam.
Too many broken hearts have fallen in the river. Too many lonely souls have drifted out to sea.
Episode 1. Just the Way You Are.
Bye. See ya.
Lovely to see you. Thanks for coming. Gate's a bit stiff. No, don't worry, just leave it. Hinges need adjusting. I'll call you tomorrow, OK? And I'll dig out the recipe. Bye. 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 Why did you walk back in?
Because they're gone.
They hadn't entirely gone.
No?
They were still walking down the path.
Did you want me to stay and direct them?
I wanted you to see them off.
I think they can find their way out of our gate by now.
With me? We should stand together.
I did, for a bit.
You came back indoors too early.
Oh. So, how many minutes should I stand outside waving goodbye? Do you have a stopwatch?
And you didn't wave.
Why would I wave? It's dark. They can't see me.
Doesn't matter.
Of course it does.
Doesn't. You should still wave.
What? You think they can hear me waving?
Everybody knows.
Oh, everybody.
Yes, everybody except you knows that when friends are leaving, we walk with them into the hall, they get their coats, they say nice things, then they go out of the front door, and while they're going down the path, we chat and wave until they're out of sight, or in the car. And even when they're in the car, if we can see the car, we wait until they start the engine, and we wave as they drive off. And they wave back. Everybody knows that.
Well, you learn something every day.
But you went straight back indoors without a backward glance. That's not a proper goodbye.
They don't need a proper goodbye. They're not setting sail on the Mayflower. They live 10 minutes away and we'll probably see them tomorrow.
It just looks rude just to say cursory bye and then go in and slam the door.
I didn't slam or even shut the door because you were still out there rabbiting.
Well, I kept talking because I was embarrassed that you'd abandoned them.
Oh, listen to yourself. Want me to run after them and say some more goodbyes? How many do you suggest? Is it a penance, like Hail Mary's?
You think I'm being unreasonable?
No more than usual.
I'm just feeling a bit surly after watching those two groping each other all through dinner. Oh, sorry, darling.
Wow. A retreat and an apology. Any chance of a hat trick? Like, why don't you go on up and I'll stack the dishwasher, darling?
I wouldn't dare load the dishwasher unsupervised.
No, you started already. How many times the plates have to face in the same direction? And you don't balance saucepans on the top.
I love it when you're assertive.
You don't. You immediately trample me back down to being a whimpering yes man.
So not true.
But I'm fighting back. The dishwasher is my world. I say where everything goes. Whoa! The teaspoons will fall through there.
It's a very intimate task, don't you think? Stacking together.
You're not stacking, you're chucking in. Don't put the palette knife in the cutlery rack. It's too tall. It'll get caught in the spray arm.
Can I squeeze this in sideways?
Ooh, matron, what are you suggesting?
It's the garlic crusher.
Sorry, no more room on top. I'm turning it on, program 5.
You're such a master of technology. Or do I mean control freak?
Crikey. It's only 10:15. They left quite early, didn't they?
They rushed home to have sex. They're in that glowing, golden, sparkly-eyed, marshmallowy, endlessly smiling, soppy love songs, hands everywhere state of mind.
Never a guess.
He laughed at all her jokes. That's a giveaway.
They were certainly touchy-feely. Put me off my gazpacho.
That's the way we were.
Were?
Touching, gazing, watching your mouth when you talked, wanting to kiss you all the time. I thought everything you said was hilarious or clever.
Past tense?
Well, we're arguing about stacking the dishwasher and they're back at hers having wild, spontaneous sex. They won't be thinking of the washing up.
No, because they came here to supper. If we'd gone to Sally's, Ted would be soaping her dirty dishes right now.
Stop it.
It's not even funny.
Did you notice how Silicticus... No, how very kind Ted was, helping her on with her coat, putting his arm around her as they walked up the path.
He was probably consoling her because I hadn't said enough goodbyes.
Would have been nice if you put your arm around me while we were standing at the door.
That's what this is all about. You're not worried about my goodbye etiquette. You want us to act like new lovers all the time.
Would that be difficult?
Difficult? No. Impossible, yes. We've been together for 40 years. Ted and Sally have been together for 40 minutes.
Might as well finish this bottle.
I think I've had enough.
I think you've had enough too, but I can tell that you're teetering on the brink of listing my shortcomings and advising me on how to correct them, neither of which I can face on an empty glass, and I hate drinking alone. So, here you are.
Thanks, but I wasn't going to start...
Don't try and deny it. I can read you like a smart meter.
OK, well, one consequence of this terrible year is that it's made us re-examine the way we treat each other and perhaps think about setting some new goals.
Is this about New Year resolutions?
It could conceivably fit into that category.
This comes up every year.
It's supposed to. The clue's in the title.
Right. Well, I think you're perfect. Poetry in motion. There's nothing I would change.
Really?
Your turn.
Well, for a start,
Why don't you just write out some New Year resolutions for me and I'll sign it?
No need. They're just small things. Barely worth mentioning.
Let's have it, then.
OK. It would be good if you could hang up the towels properly.
You carried that one over from last year. Go on.
In the same general area, don't soak the whole bathroom when you're showering.
Not new either. Next. Hang on, I'll just get a pen.
Stop humming when you're cooking.
It's like a cat purring. All the great chefs hum when they're cooking.
I thought they shouted, swore and whacked people with frying pans.
Only the very insecure ones. Next item on the charge sheet.
Throw out that awful brown fleece.
No chance. Everyone has an awful brown fleece and it will never leave me.
One day it might accidentally fall in the recycling bin.
Retribution will be swift if it leaves the coat stand.
I see. We'll come back to that one.
No, we won't. The brown fleece is non-negotiable. Move on.
Well, that's sort of it, really.
Sort of? Huh. Don't believe you. That was just word salad.
I don't know what that means.
A fussy and unnecessary distraction from the main course or topic. Heard it on Newsnight.
Word salad? Who knew you were so with it?
So, give me the main course. I can take it.
What do you think I'm going to say?
It'll be the usual. Comes under the general heading of could do better.
You don't know that?
So, surprise me.
All right. I think our relationship needs rebooting.
Out the door.
We should be interacting more closely with each other.
We never stop interacting. My body is a ravaged husk.
I'm not talking about sex. That's mostly fine.
Mostly? Was ever an adverb more damning?
But I want us to share more, do things together. You could come with me
to... Don't say Pilates. I've already said I'm not going near that, ever.
Lots of blokes do.
Including your doe-eyed doormat Dave.
You could come and scare him off. Be possessive with me. Show him your plank.
I think you can scare him off yourself. Pilates is your thing. So is swimming. I'm happy to hold your towel. That's all.
Yes, but some of my things could be your things as well. And vice versa. Sally and Ted do a lot of things together.
Oh, they're our interactive role models, are they?
He's really got her into gardening.
Not surprising, it's his job.
They're always visiting plant nurseries and stately homes. He's teaching her how to landscape and where to put things.
Sounds like he's training an apprentice.
They're doing masses of other stuff. Northern Soul dance nights, pub quizzes. They cycle miles and he takes her fishing.
I'm surprised they have time for all this between marathon bonkathons.
Did you hear Sally say Ted's booked a surprise New Year break at this gorgeous hotel and spa by the sea?
Yes, I heard.
Which I thought was very thoughtful and kind of him to do that as a present for her.
Just off his own bat. She didn't even drop any hints, she said.
I can see the subtext flashing above your head. Lucky Sally to have a guy who can spring epic, spontaneous surprises on her when she least expects it, so she never has to leave notes around for weeks or drop hints like you have to do for me.
Yeah, that's about it.
But you've always booked trips, events and holidays. You're better at it than me.
Cop-out. Obviously I'm better, because I have to do it all the time. But sometimes it'd be nice if you did something like that for me, unprompted.
Well, what about all the things I do for you, unrecognised, unappreciated?
Like what?
Fixing the gatepost.
You haven't done that yet.
It's on my list. And my point is, the grand gesture is not the measure of a healthy relationship. It's the daily maintenance that shows you care. Cleaning out the extractor fan, bleeding the radiators, things you don't even notice.
How is that caring and spontaneous?
Because I'm thinking about you and doing them for you, unprompted, so you have a warm house and a steam-free, fragrant bathroom.
I'm an ungrateful cow, am I?
At the moment, yeah.
I get all that. But sometimes I feel we're like passing strangers.
Passing what? Oh, could you give me fair warning when we're moving on to the next item on the agenda?
We spend most of the day doing separate things, not really talking at all.
That's because we're comfortable in each other's company.
Oh, don't you ever say we're comfortable. Not comfortable. Comfortable is not noticing, not trying. I don't want to be comfortable.
OK, we're very uncomfortable, especially at the moment. I'm going up. Do you want to interact with me in bed or not? Please yourself.
You can be so exasperating.
I just asked you to come to bed.
In a ratty way.
OK, tell me how Ted would do it then.
He'd just be a lot more...
earthy. Come into my tool shed. Don't sit on the cactus.
I can't help it. I'm just jealous, I suppose, that they're starting out alive with passion, each thinking the other is utterly perfect. It's a bit late for texts. Must be Sally. Yep. She says, thanks for super evening, as always. Ted ran out of petrol on the way back after I told him to fill up yesterday. Exclamation mark. Fortunately, we were nearly home, but I'm not speaking to him. Two exclamation marks. Bloody men. Three exclamation marks.
You were saying...
Thought you might like a cup of tea.
Thanks.
Who's winning?
No one. They just started.
Looks nice and sunny there. Wherever it is. Why are all their boots different colours? It was much smarter when everyone wore black boots, don't you think? Corner! Oh no! Throw in! That was a blatant foul. Why do they still do that when we have VAR? They know it's going to be picked up. Oh, jeez. The ref hasn't picked it up. Ooh, I bet he'll get a headache. They should ban headers. It can cause brain damage. Ah, that was a rubbish pass. I could do better than that in heels. You see that number 11? He reminds me of Marion's son, the one in Australia. Actually, I wouldn't mind trainers in that citrusy yellow. He's one of our own, he's one of our own. Harry Kane is one of our own. Where are you going?
I'll watch it in the other room.
Why?
If you really don't know, rewind your VAR. But it's all in the game.
Soon you'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet. It's half time.
I know.
Why don't you come and watch the second half on the big TV?
Not keen on the running commentary.
I'll be quiet.
You don't know how to be.
Why do you hate it that I love football?
I don't hate it, and I'm not sure you love it.
Am I not allowed to have an opinion on the game?
Boots and headaches, that's an opinion.
There's no reason why women can't be as knowledgeable about football as men.
None at all.
We could go to a match together.
We've been to a match together.
Not for at least 20 years.
Does that tell you anything?
Yes, about time we went again.
What? You haven't shown any interest in football since that day, and I prefer it when you're indifferent. Hostile is also fine, but keen, what brought this on?
Sally and Ted do a lot of things together.
No, absolutely not.
You don't know what I'm going to say.
I do. You're going to say we could all watch together.
Wouldn't that be fun?
No, that will not be happening.
Why?
Where to start? Firstly, football is my thing, not our thing, and I want it to stay that way.
We can have my things, your things, and our things together.
Not this.
Are you worried I might not enjoy it?
No, I'm worried you'd enjoy it too much.
It's a big part of your life, and you want to exclude me?
Yes. You'd keep asking questions.
I probably know as much as you do about Tottenham.
OK. Name me one Tottenham player.
Harry...
Apart from Harry Kane.
Ozzie Ardiles.
He left in 1988.
You didn't say current player.
Can you leave me alone, please?
Why?
Second half's about to start.
I know. Exciting, isn't it? We can watch it together.
Don't sit down.
I care if you want to.
What's funny?
It's a text from Sally.
Oh, good.
Sally says, half time, loving the football, but Ted's giving me a running commentary. Like I lived with Peter for 30 years and I don't know the offside rule. But quite fancy seeing a lot more of Ruben Loftus-Cheek. I'm in love with a hot midfielder. Wish you were here. We need to discuss tactics.
Chelsea.
You take it too seriously.
It is serious. Supporting this team condemns me to a life of constant sorrow and disappointment, punctuated by tiny atoms of euphoria, which makes it all worthwhile. Are you quoting me to Sally?
No, I'm just asking her what colour boots Ruben Loftus-Cheek is wearing.
Are you deliberately trying to wind me up?
Yes.
Why?
Because it's so easy.
The purpose of a man is to love a woman. And the purpose of a woman is to love a man. So come on, baby, let's start today. Come on, baby, let's play the game of
have to go.
No, we could stay at home like Billy and Millie No-Mates, fall asleep on the sofa in the middle of Jules Holland, snore through the bongs and wake up with cramp and a hangover at 2 a.m. like we did last year.
Worked for me. Any more tea?
I'll go and make another cup in a minute.
I'll do it.
No, there's no rush.
Really? Usually you're demanding a second cup before I've taken my first slurp.
I'm just enjoying sitting in bed, chatting with you, darling.
You're going to talk me into going to this party, aren't you?
Yes! Look, Mike and Gavin are doing this New Year bash for just a few special friends because it's been a sad, tough year and they want us all to raise a glass to better times.
I can do that from the sofa with Jules Holland.
And they have at last had confirmation that they can adopt. So they want to share their happiness with those of us who've supported them while they were going through the process.
I'm pleased for them, but we can go round for a drink any time. Why does it have to be New Year's Eve?
What's wrong with New Year's Eve?
It's a pain. The longest night in the world. Usually when we go out, we get there about 7:30, eat, drink, chat, drink some more, head home, in bed by 11,
yes,
latest.
But...
Everybody's happy. New Year's Eve, you're trapped till 1 a.m. at least. That's an incredibly long time to talk to people you see lots of anyway. We can't even discuss holidays this year because none of us have been anywhere.
Obviously it's a long evening. That's why we won't get there till 9.
Still 3 hours till the bongs.
We're going to eat there about 9:30, I should think. Gavin's such a great cook.
Don't care. Too late for me. And then what?
Mike's doing his quiz.
Oh, God, no, not again.
Everybody loves his quiz of the year.
I think we know which subject will dominate.
He says he's going to cover all sorts of topics. Sport.
There wasn't any.
Music.
All the festivals were cancelled.
And your favourite film.
Nobody went to the cinema.
Oh, stop it.
And after the brain-stupefying quiz, when we're ready to nod off, everybody starts arguing about exactly what time it is and nobody's really sure when the new year has arrived.
We'll turn on the TV.
And people start kissing people they don't even know.
That was just you.
What do you mean?
2 years ago, when we saw in the new year at the Grapes.
Oh, yes, that was a fun night.
When midnight struck, you kissed the barmaid instead of me.
The lovely Christabel is hardly just the barmaid. She supplies us with free-range eggs and apricot jam. And she looked after Bonzo Dog when we went away. I thought we considered her a friend.
She is, but you don't kiss friends before you kiss the most important person in your life.
Yes, but Monica Bellucci wasn't there.
I had finally disentangled myself from Trevor the Bee Man.
Was he giving you hives?
So I could get across the pub to your side in time.
Look, I was at the bar buying you the drink you demanded. It was taking a while, and then Christabel handed it to me just as Big Ben struck.
You could have swung round when you heard the first bong.
If I had swung round, I would have had your glass of Prosecco in my ear, because Christabel said, "Here you are, Happy New Year," and placed a smacker on my lips, all before the second bong. I also kissed George the Potman, as I recall. Everyone was kissing everyone.
We had a spectacular row when we got home.
It's traditional. Start the year as we mean to go on.
One of my favourites was Hogmanay in Edinburgh with Douglas and Izzy.
The Scots know how to do it properly.
I like a man in a kilt.
Which man?
Could be you. You could wear one to Mike and Gavin's party.
Oh, how subtly she swings the conversation back to her mission, trapping me in the bedroom without a second cup of tea until I agree to drag myself out into the winter night to a bloody quiz.
We're incompatible.
I think I knew that. But why, specifically?
FOMO versus FOGO.
FOMO is fear of missing out.
That's me.
So what's FOGO?
Fear of going out. That's you.
Well, it's not fear, exactly. More disinclination.
I wonder what Sally and Ted are doing now in that lovely hotel where he's taken her as a surprise.
Lady, you need something I haven't the time or inclination to give you.
And what's that?
2 weeks with a good man at Niagara Falls. Cary Grant, It Takes a Thief.
You see, you remember all those quotes and stuff. You'd be great at Mike's quiz.
Enough of the sales pitch. More tea, dear. Pass me a mug.
Feels almost like lunchtime.
I suppose you've worked up an appetite.
Does that mean you'll bring me breakfast in bed?
You'll get a couple of digestives and like it. Bye. Thanks.
Night-night, darling. Thank you so much. Lovely time. Keep waving.
Mike's not waving.
Yes, but you're the one that's leaving. You must wave farewell. Go on. Here's to a super happy new year, darlings. We deserve it, don't we? Look back and wave before you go out of the gate.
Ha! Mike's gone in. See? You told me off for going in.
Mike has got other guests to look after. He's got an excuse.
Nah, I think he'll get an earful from Gavin when we're out of sight.
Gavin's still there, so smile. Final wave. Thrilled about your good news. Bye-bye-bye. Best New Year ever.
Very convenient.
Convenient? What? Why on earth did you say that?
Because it is convenient, just round the corner.
Convenient isn't a compliment.
Well, not supposed to be, it's just the truth.
I think you quite enjoyed yourself.
Well, if you say so, it must be true.
Did you?
It was okay. Although I could have done without the video call to Jess and Colin.
They're old friends of all of us. We miss them.
That's one thing I'll be happy to see the back of from the old year. Zoom, house party, Skype, FaceTime, whatever. All those frozen faces talking rubbish for 40 minutes.
It was fantastic for keeping people in touch in lockdown.
Fine if it was just, how are you doing, anything you need, 5 minutes max, but virtual cocktail parties, good grief.
That was just Jeff's birthday.
And whoever thought virtual suppers was a great idea has never seen a toddler being spoon-fed mashed spinach. I revisit that in my nightmares.
Peter thought you'd like to see your godson. I thought it was quite funny.
The microphone amplifies the sound of people eating, especially the under twos.
So that's your New Year's resolution, is it? No video calls?
Yep.
What if I was away and you wanted to see me?
You planning to go away?
I might if you're going to be such a grumpy old git. Ah, here's someone who's having a good time. It's from Sally.
From a champagne-filled jacuzzi.
How did you guess? She says, Happy New Year, both. As compliments go, listen to this. Ted told me he loves the fact that I haven't shaved my armpits.
Well, he's a gardener. Probably fancies getting the strimmer out between bonks.
You've always been able to make me laugh.
Have I? 2 minutes ago, I was a grumpy git.
I love being married to you. I've been so lucky.
Are you dying?
No. Why?
You've gone all gushy.
I thought I'd start the new year by paying you a compliment.
But you didn't. You started the new year by giving me another lecture on waving goodbye.
We used to compliment each other all the time.
Back when the AA men saluted.
It doesn't take much to make someone feel good. You just have to say, you look very nice tonight. You start.
Start what?
Pay me a compliment.
You look very nice tonight.
That doesn't count. I just said that.
OK. I love the fact that you shave your armpits.
Derivative.
So, you're quality controlling my compliments?
Of course. My turn. You have a very good head of hair.
I know.
It's quite a good idea to respond to a compliment with another compliment.
You didn't say that.
I'm saying it now. So, you have a very good head of hair.
Thank you. So have you.
So have I what?
You have a very good head of hair also.
You can't just copy my compliments.
I wasn't.
You were. Just think up your own compliments.
But it's true. You have lovely hair.
It's a mess.
And that blue dress is extremely attractive. My absolute favourite of all your dresses.
This old thing.
Here's a thing about compliments you should know. It's not just about the compliment that's given, but how you receive it. My grandmother always said a lady accepts a compliment gracefully.
But I'm no lady.
My grandmother always said that as well.
Oh, lovely. Quick, let's get in.
After you.
No, you have to go in before me. You're the first footer.
But I haven't brought anything to eat or drink.
You've got something to keep me warm, though.
Get off. I'm freezing. This jacket isn't thick enough. Should have worn my brown fleece, but I couldn't find it.
Is it not on the coat stand?
No, it is not. Suspicion mounts. Look at me.
Oh, in the shed, maybe?
You've got rid of it, haven't you? Chucked it out, recycled it. My favourite thing in the world. How could you?
I didn't.
So where is it? You've obviously moved it prior to dumping it.
Look, actually, I did take it off the coat stand.
Now we're getting to the truth.
I was so mad at you for being so patronising that I love football. So I thought, I'll dump his stupid fleece.
It's not yours to dump.
But the funny thing is, when I picked it up, you know, I've always avoided touching it. I imagined it would be rough and gritty, but it's really soft and warm and...
And mine.
And it felt so lovely, and it smelt of you.
Manly sweat and old socks.
Chestnutty shower gel, aqua di Parma Colonia, and a bit smoky.
I burned a sleeve on the bonfire.
It was like being wrapped up by you, which was just delicious.
Wrapped up? You put it on. My brown fleece.
Listen, I'm paying you a compliment.
Are you?
I'm telling you that I really like that scruffy old fleece now because it's like being in your arms. I didn't want to take it off. In fact, I nearly wore it over my dress to walk to the party tonight.
You've stolen my brown fleece.
I haven't. We can share it.
No, that's not how it works. You take my fleece, you have to give me something in return. Any ideas?
Well, you said my blue dress was your absolute favourite.
Honey, honey, can I put on your clothes? 'Cause they feel so good. And I smell like you.
Conversations from a Long Marriage
was written by Jan Etherington.